Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. All right. Are you excited to be here? Well, you came alone, isn't it? Ask your neighbor, did you come alone? What is your neighbor saying? They came alone. Or they brought a bus. How many buses? Where is your bus? Oh, Sofu, where is your bus? And she played that song for us every Sunday. Enough. You're welcome to church. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to be in your presence. I pray you speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, please. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse 3. We've been talking about if you love the Lord, isn't it? I want to continue talking about if you love the Lord. If you love the Lord. So basically, you have to deduce yourself from what I'm teaching. Whether you love God or not. Like, I think it was Wednesday, I was talking about commitment, I think. And I was saying that commitment is, I think the definition for commitment, if we remember, is that what? Something that consumes you without something. Commitment is a word that, what is it? An obligation that restricts freedom of action. An obligation that restricts freedom of action. Ask your neighbor, do you come for Wednesday evening services? I said, why don't you come? You're missing out, you know. So we learn about commitment. You get it? And this is one of the definitions the dictionary gives of the meaning of commitment. And one statement I made that is still ringing in my ears is that, you see, when people are not committed, they rely on permission of the bishop. Is it, oh, bishop, is it okay if I miss this Sunday because I got one things to do? As long as the bishop says, oh, why not? It's okay. They are free. But commitment is not to me. Commitment is to God. And when you are committed, the freedom of action, it restricts your freedom of action. And I know many of you, you think, like, oh, if bishop knows, it's okay. No, if bishop knows, it's not okay. God doesn't want that. Because me, what can I do? I'll just have to say, okay. Before you start talking me name. But commitment is beyond permission. You don't need permission. You don't need permission if you are committed. Oh yeah. And so, you have to understand some of the things that we're talking and we're teaching in the church. And today I'm continuing, if you love the Lord. So the points that I've been giving, they are points that if you love the Lord, you should find yourself in the point. Is that easy to understand? Sometimes I hear that some people don't understand the preaching. After church, when they ask you, what do you do here? You are not able to say anything. And so I'm trying to take my time. All right? I'm saying that if you love God, then the points I'm giving are things you will see in yourself. If you don't see the things that I am giving from the Bible about yourself, it means that you do not love God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, for example, if you love Karen, what would you do? If you love Karen, what would you do? What should a boy do? Buy gas for you. Let she talk, man. Why you like talk? Let she talk. If you love Karen, what would you do?
Speak to your pastor.
Wow, that's number one. Number two, if you love Karen. She's too spiritual. Pastor Karen, the people say you are too spiritual. All right, let me pass. If you love Ulex.
You got a good job.
Sorry?
You have a good job.
You will have a good job.
You will have a good job. That's also very spiritual. Calvin, what do you say? Many of us. If you love Shauna, what would you do?
Communicate.
You will communicate with Shauna. It means you call she all the time. I was going to say morning, but she said you call she all the time. So if you don't call Shauna all the time and you say you love her, you say you did for nothing. It can't work. If you love Evo, I go into Evo right now. If you love evolution, if you love Evo, what would you do?
Buy me an expensive car.
Buy her expensive car. Oh, Jesus. Where's Dwight? He's getting the money to buy the car. He has to work for a long time for that. Yeah. Okay. If you love Tia,
I would say communicate. And
you say communicate? Nah, we won't take communicate. Somebody has said so, communicate, so we won't take that. Something else.
Spending money. You gotta spend your money. Spend your money.
If you love Tia, you gotta spend money on Shay. Wow. If you love Cherry, you pick Cherry. If you love Cherry, if you love Cherry,
I got to think.
People don't know what they want. Women don't know what they want. I hear them. Women don't know what they want. Die, die. If you love, die, die. Come on, D. Hey. If you love, that, all you do. Yeah, if Courtney loves you, what would he do?
Oh, obey him.
You are too spiritual. That you are too spiritual. Who? Oh, probably say Trisha. Where's Trisha? Okay. Papi wants to hear. Come on, Trisha. If you love Trisha, what should the person do?
Spend some money.
Papi, you hear that? Don't squeeze the money too much in your pocket, buddy. Wow. Mika, if you love Mika,
affectionate.
Be affectionate. It's too big a word. What does it mean?
Be loving.
Be loving. What does it mean?
You should hold my hand. Huh? Hold my hand.
Hold your hand.
Open.
Touch your. They say, give her a mosquito bite. Yeah, Javati. Yeah. Where are them fancy girls? Ashanti. If you love Ashanti, what would you do?
Spend some time with me.
Spend some time with you. Wow. So if the person doesn't spend time with you, then
they don't love me.
They don't love you. Wow. Jojo? Okay, let me go to Jojo. Jojo, if you love Jojo.
Your money and a new car.
Money and you buy a car. A new car, she said. Not an old car. Akima. Okay, little person Akima. We go to London right now. If you love LP Akima, what would you do?
Buy me ticket to go to Ghana.
Buy you ticket to go to Ghana. Buy you ticket to travel.
This year.
This year. This year. Wow. So if LP Akima doesn't go to Ghana, it means that somebody doesn't love her. All right, so now we are talking about God. That if you love God, the first point is that you are doing a very important thing. You see, if you love Jalana, I'm not sure whether you're doing a very important thing. I'm not sure, because if Jalana catch symptoms, you catch fits, you gone. You gone out of the window. You see, love has a lot to do with attitude. Because love is from the heart. So the way a person behaves towards you when they say they love you speaks a lot. That's why people are saying, if you love me, you will freely go into your wallet and give. It's an attitude. You hold my hand. It's an attitude. You come and spend time with me. It's an attitude. It's action. Do you get it? You talk to my bishop. He's spiritual. Are you there? So if you love the Lord, the one of the things you have to understand is that it is one of the most important things you're doing. Like I said, remember, if you love anybody else, I can't assure you that it is an important thing you are doing. You can think so. But I'm sure with time, you will conclude yourself. Amen. The second point we learn is that if you love the Lord, Like someone says, if you love me, you will hold my hand. If you love God, God is saying that if you love him, then what will you do? You will obey. I'm sure, Papi, if you love Papi, what would you do?
I want to cook food every day.
Cook food every day. I hope people are taking notes. Yeah. People are answering good questions in this classroom. Yeah. Winchester, if you love, sure win. Because the ladies, they've spoken. They've said what they want to say. If you love, sure win.
Be nice.
You be nice. You see, love, it has a lot to do with attitude. If you love Elijah, you must be in the chariot.
Fire.
If you love Elijah.
Respect.
Respect. If you love Brother Rudy, respect. So if you don't respect him and you say that you love him, he will not believe it. Just like, if you don't get a ticket, you know that all the love is not a serious love. It's Chinese love. Mike, if you love Mike, you have a list. The only one.
You love me, you pay attention to the little things that I say.
You pay attention to the things that I say. That's a young man. He's not even 30 years old. And he's 25. He's saying that if you love him, you pay attention to the things that he says. Can you believe it? So what about God Almighty who created you? If you love God, then his word says you will obey. You obey him, not obey somebody else. Amen. Number three. What did we say? If you love the Lord, you love the brethren. You love the brethren. It's like in God, if you love God, then the people in the church, you love them. So you have to ask yourself, do you love the people in the church? And if you don't love the people in the church, then it means you do not love God. It is in the church that people talk people's name. People say people have feelings about others. People have ideas about others. People have notions. It is in the same church that you like somebody has something about you that you don't even know. You'll be surprised when you hear it. And that person is worshiping and is crying and is falling down when the bishop is preaching. And the person says they love God. But if you love God, you will love the other people in the church. So you have to check yourself. Do you love God? Ask your neighbor, do you really love God? Then you love me. I'm your brother. I'm your sister. Number four. If you love the Lord, you love his house. You will love his house. Can you imagine a man loves you, marries you, takes you to his big fancy house in Providence. And then every time he comes home from work, wears in the sink, garbage all over, dirt all over. And then when he comes in the house, you say, oh, hello, honey, welcome home. Makeup, lipstick, wig, everything. Then when he looks around, he sees dirt. Do you think that he will think you love him? It's like you have come into his house and you are coming to dirty and destroy the things in the house. He will never, with all your makeup and all your nice words, he will never believe that you love him. If you love the Lord, you will love his house. Let's look at the book of Psalms. Psalm 84. If you love the Lord. So I'm giving you things to check yourself whether you love the Lord. Psalm 84. Reading from verse 1. If you have the New Living Translation, it's better. Psalm 84 and the first verse. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. How lovely. How lovely is your house. If you love the Lord, you love his house. You love Samaria. You come and clean on Saturdays. It's a very simple thing, but it shows whether you love the Lord or not. If you love the Lord, you love his house. King David said, how lovely is the place where you dwell. The place where you live, I like to come there. It is nice. The atmosphere is nice. Every time I come there, I don't want to go home. Is that not how we behave towards the places our love, people we love, they dwell? You go, you have some extra dress in your bag. When you go, you left it there. Because you won't come back. Yeah. How lovely is your dwelling place? The person who loves God, and this is the person who wrote this, is the person that the Bible says that God says, David is a man after my own heart. He says that the place that you dwell, that place is lovely. So it is this scripture that is teaching us that no matter how you love somebody, where they dwell, you love there. I remember many years ago, a young lady came to our church from Middle Road. And I went to visit the person. And when I went, there was a young man in the house. It's a bottom flat. It was in the downstairs bottom flat there, sitting on the sofa and changing TV channels. I said, hey, what are you doing here? I'm the pastor. I have come on visitation. What are you doing here? And since then, almost all the time, this young man will be in the house relaxing. Because he's a shareholder of the house. Because he loves the girl, he also loves the house where the girl's mother is there. But he doesn't mind. He goes and he sits down. I mean, the first day when I went to meet him, I thought he's related or something. Because how can you? I only knew them in church. I knew the guy in church and I knew the lady who came to the church, visited the church. So, you know, visitation, you go and try and establish people, follow them up and encourage them to come again and all of that. Then I see this guy changing channels during the day. It's like he's the landlord. It's like the TV's for him. I was surprised. And that became the guy's dwelling place. If you love somebody, you always will find yourself where they live. Oh yeah, you go there. In fact, that is why when you love somebody, you end up moving in to stay with the person there. How did you say you love somebody and then you marry and it's okay, I stay here, you stay there? You move together because you love the place where the person you are married to or you love the place where they dwell. It doesn't matter the state of the place. You love the person there. So if there's no air condition, it's not about air condition. You turn on fan. Shona was telling me yesterday that there's a fan now that works with solar. It has light inside. It has fan. People are bringing things up. They should bring air condition with solar also. And TV with solar. And they will not connect to GPL anymore. Yeah, you don't care. The place hot. You don't care? The place hot? No. The person you love is there. So if the place is hot, you manage. Oh, you take off your wig. You feel free. And so if you love the Lord, you will love his dwelling place. Verse 2. I long. Yes, I long. I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. It's like a love letter. I long, I desire, I crave, I want. Yes, I faint. It's like I black out waiting to enter into your house. I can't wait. Very poetic. And that is all about where the Lord dwells. That's love. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. Even bats, they come to church and they try to stay here. And they poo and they pee, and then you smell it around when you come around. He said, even the swallow and the sparrow, they come around. You should go around. If you go outside where we have the wooden grid for the ceiling, you see that there are nests. Birds have built nests inside. They love to be in church. Even birds come to church. Even birds, they want to build their nest in church. And you say you love God and you don't come here often? I'm not the one who is saying it. The Bible is saying that if somebody loves God, they will also love where God dwells. Because even animals, they find a place in the presence of the Lord. Verse 4. What joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. You see, that is why, for those of us who have never understood it, I wish I was your age and I had the opportunity to come and live in a church. Many people frown on that. I said, many people frown on that. If there are some people, if you ask them, I want your child to come and stay in Samaria, they'll say no. Yeah. You see, it is uncircumcised Philistines who don't understand what the place, the dwelling place of God, what it means. As you are growing up, I pray that you will learn to crave and long to be here. This place is more peaceful than where you come from. The atmosphere here is different from the house you live in. And so if you love God, he said, what joy for those who can. It's not everybody who can. It's not everybody who gets the opportunity. Those who can live in your house, he says, what joy. Now, Lady Pastor Abigail has lived in a church before. Yeah, it was nice. No, Lady Pastor Abigail will tell you, she left her three-bedroom apartment and was staying at Hebron. Yeah. She told me, she said, Bishop, when I sleep in my three-bedroom fancy apartment in Las Vegas, I don't sleep sometimes in the night. But when I moved to Hebron and started sleeping on the chairs, when she hit the chairs, she gone. Reverend Larry. Cromwell, what's Cromwell? Cromwell started about, yeah. Cromwell also lived in the church for many years. That's how he even got a wife. Yeah. He lived in the church for many years. Meanwhile, he had a house in Lamaha Springs. He moved out. He was staying in the church. What joy. I remember Sherwin's t-shirt. What joy. What joy. You still have it, right? Ah, what joy. Now, there's a difference between joy. There's a difference between joy and happiness. I think I explained it the day a while ago, not so long. Was it here? Joy and happiness is not the same. Joy and happiness is not the same. Okay, to make it simple. To make it simple. Verse 4 is what we're reading, right? In fact, the King James says that, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Blessed are those who dwell in your heart. They shall ever praise you. Blessed are those who strengthen you. Whose hearts are set on our God. They will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Ah! The New Living says that. So the King James says, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. The New Living translation says, what joy. And I was trying to explain joy. Joy and happiness are two different things. Happiness is when you get nice things or you get good things in your life. Joy is happiness that doesn't depend on what you get. That is why you have the song, joy like a river, joy like a river, joy like a river in my soul. Joy is something internal. It is there whether you have money or not. It is there whether you have food or not. Bible says that we draw joy out of the wells of salvation. Happiness is when you get something nice. So you see that there are many Christians who are only happy oriented and don't have joy. Those are the Christians who always ask, oh God, why? Why me? When? When, Lord? When will you remember me? It means that your serving and your following God is dependent on what you will get. But the fact that you love me, you came down, you died on the cross for me, and you invited me to be part of your family, that alone gives me joy. That alone gives me joy. That alone gives me joy. I don't need anything else to be happy. Happy so you get a nice present. That's why you have to ask yourself, if you are married, what really runs the marriage? Is it joy or happiness? That's why you see so most of the many spouses, they are not happy if they don't get a present, they don't get a gift, they don't get this, the face turn up. You are dependent on happiness. No, you are not joyful because you are married. Many people are not married though. In the conference, right? Many people are not married. And the fact that you are in a state where you have a companion, that alone should give you joy. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's joy. So the Bible says, blessed are those who dwell in your house. Or what joy are those who can live in your house. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. If you look at a boy Samuel, and that is what many people have become the opposite of it. Let me tell you. The longer you come to church and you don't grow with the plans and the things of God, the more rigid and non-progressive or not you become. You see, the natural thing is as you are born, you grow, you sit, you crawl or you creep, you walk, you run, you grow tall, you rise up. Isn't it? That's the natural thing about a human being. Now, when you don't do these things in your growth, there's something wrong about your growth. For example, you can sit, you can creep, you can walk, but you can't grow tall. There's something about it.
In the church, it's the same way. The longer you stay around, the higher you should be in the Lord. If you don't go high and you're in the church longer, things become, you take things for granted. I think it's Bishop Saki who said it. He said, the longer I serve him, the sweeter it gets. It's like old wine. Is that what they say? El Dorado Rum, 25 years. Do they keep it for 25 years? Really? They do. Really? They drum this wooden... I thought it was just a commercial gig. They keep it for years?
Years they have them. The drums, they are
keep that liquid for 20 years? Really?
Did the elders and banks have to buy that from them because banks don't do that?
25 years? 10 years? Somebody got to be crazy.
The longer it is, it's sweeter. It doesn't have bitter.
Yeah. Molasses. I thought it was just just marketing. How do you keep something like that for 10 years? The older wine, so the older you get in the church, the sweeter the serving of the Lord becomes. The better you get. That is how the normal Christian life is supposed to be. Or like many people who stay in the church long and then they become disrespectful and rude. Don't respond to anything anymore. Even wine and rum, they respond better with time. How much more you a human being? They respond, they become sweeter. They better serve when they are older. But we, when we stay in the church for long, that's when we want short services. We want to go home quickly. We come once a week. We throw our tithes, pay our offerings and whatever. And that's enough. No, but the older you get, you see, it is... If you can have the opportunity to dwell in the house of the Lord, the Bible says you are a blessed person. And we see that in the life of Samuel. Not a Samuel who has run away from here. Yeah. If Samuel, I saw him somewhere, where is he? He's somewhere. He says, yeah, Samuel. If he understands what the house of the Lord does, he'll beg me to come back. Yeah, he'll beg. You beg and say, please, oh, I'm missing my blessing. I said, no, don't come here. I said, oh, please. He said, no, don't come here. Yeah. No, he's happy to be away, Pa. He's happy. Yeah. He doesn't have joy. He's happy, yeah. Yeah. No, because many of you don't understand it. Many of you don't understand it. Yeah. Blessed are those who dwell. What many people have is the Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday. But some people, they get opportunity to be there all the time. And I heard some time ago, somebody wanted to come and stay here, but the mother said no, they won't allow it. I heard it. Yeah, I heard it. And I know your name. I won't mention it. I smiled at you, but I know you're a wicked woman. I know your first and last name. I know you prevent people who have a desire to dwell in the house. You are like an antichrist. You are anti-God. You prevent people who have a desire to give themselves to God and be around God. You prevent them from exercising their desire, their heart's desire. If you love the Lord, you love His house. Wow. You love His house. Psalm 26 and verse 8. Closing. Today's a long construction day. I came prepared as well. Today, no meetings. After church, you hug and kiss, and then I said, no meetings today. Strictly work. Yeah. There's a lot of work to do. I'm the foreman today. If you love the Lord,
You love his house. Lord, I have loved, or I love your sanctuary, Lord. The place where your glorious presence dwells. I love that. I love that. That is why I always ask. You see, my presence is in your life is to provoke you towards the things of God. That's why I always ask you, I don't see you come to Samaria. Why are you looking so? Are you watching you? Are you looking so? I should talk to her. Talk to my bishop. Come. Yeah. No. If you come around Samaria, it means something. You study bridge. You study money. You study the distance. But if you have love in your heart for somebody, bridge, you can ask Daniel and O'Neill. Bridge is not a problem. Yeah. Distance is not a problem. Money is not a problem. You even walk if you don't have money. Yeah. I love your sanctuary. So God has given us a place. You know, people come here secretly to watch this place, you know. People come here secretly. I was talking to a young lady who came to visit us. And then I asked her, have you been here before? She said, not for service, but I came here with my apostle. We passed around to come and see where the church is at. And I know her apostle. And I was surprised at the apostle. That they will come and try and locate the pictures that we post on Facebook. They want to see where this place is at. There's a gentleman who is from Trinidad. You saw there's a guy, chubby guy, he was sitting here. Yeah, he works here and he's going back to Trinidad. Last year he came for a service. And then I heard that when he was leaving, he said he was coming back. He wants to come and see the place before he goes back home. So last 2 weeks he came. I think last week he came again. He just came. He said, I know there must be some development. I want to come and see. A place like this doesn't exist in many places. So if you don't love here, then the only reason is that you don't love God. Some of you have not seen goat kids before. Goat children. Black and white. It's a zoo. If you go and see how the children like playing with them and watching them. Yeah. And you're looking for more. Yeah, yeah. Even lions. And you should come and see the foxes. Now the foxes, they are very bold. I think they are trying to come and eat the children. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what they smell. Now they are very bold, pa. I think it was Wednesday evening. I was upstairs. I saw one right very quietly going on the fence of the neighbor's fence. I was looking for Earl. I said, where's Earl? You should go and make sure that the billy goats are safe. Fox comes around. Have you seen them? If you hang around early in the evening, you see them. They are foxes. Yeah. They're here, crap. And they are baboons. In the eve, after around 4 or 5, you hear some, whoo, they are monkeys, big monkeys deep down here. Yeah, it's a whole zoo. There's no place like that. I mean, your place in Georgetown, neighbor is playing music. Neighbor behind you, they have arranged their music in front on the veranda, and they are playing dance hall music. You can't sleep. Yeah. This place, you come here on a day that we don't have church, and you see how serene. How peaceful. Oh, if you don't see an angel before you leave, then you didn't come here. So you ask yourself, why wouldn't somebody who says they love God love his sanctuary? If you love the Lord, you will spend a lot of time in his presence. It's all under this point. If you love somebody, you spend a lot of time in his presence. If you love the Lord, you build his house. It's all under the third point, the fourth point. If you love the Lord, you love his house. It means that you stay there longer. It means that you will build the house. So like this afternoon, we're going to do some work. I'm excited. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to push barrow. Oh, yes. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you build his house. You build his house. If you love the Lord, it also means that you will fight for his house. You fight for his house. You fight for his house. If you see somebody throwing water bottle out somewhere, you say, hey! You don't litter here in the house of God. You see people throw chips. When they eat the conkers, they throw it away. You say, hey! You can't do that. If you see people walking in the grass, say, hey! You can't walk in the grass. If you love the Lord, you fight for the house. You don't like to see people eating in the sanctuary. You like people to be, you know, doing things that they are not supposed to. Chewing gum and putting it on the chair or under the chair. When you finish sucking out all the sugar, then you put it under the chair. If you love the Lord, you will love his dwelling place. Our time is up. Please stand to your feet. Oh yes, Father, thank you so much for this morning. We bless you for your word. You have just opened our eyes to what it means to love the Lord. And from now, we will not be ignorant anymore. We will know how to diagnose the love of God in our hearts and in our lives. Help us to stay true to your calling and your love for us. Bible says that greater love has no man than a man who laid down his life for his friends. You did that for us. And the least we can do is to return that love. May we be a church that loves your house, a church that loves the brethren, a church that is doing the most important thing by loving the Lord our God. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You are here this afternoon. You are not saved. You are not born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You want to say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You want to lift up your right hand and say, Bishop, please pray for me. I need Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. You want to give your heart to Jesus? God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to pray for you. Can you please come? Let me pray for you. Come. God bless you. Come, sir. God bless you. You lifted up your hand. You want to come? God bless you. Do not give this call. Anybody else are coming? God bless you. Don't come for him. God bless you. Anybody else who are coming? Come to Jesus. Young men giving their life to Christ. Come. God bless you. Oh, the power of his blood. What's your name, sir?
Nathan.
Wow. Do you know Nathan? The name is in the Bible? You remember? Who is Nathan in the Bible? Do you remember? You know. Okay. What about you? What's your name?
Julius.
You're Julius. Julius Caesar. Ah. From the Roman Empire. Wonderful. Where are you from? Where do you live? Oh, Georgetown. You came all the way from Georgetown. Wow. If you love God, you come all the way from Georgetown, isn't it? Where do you live?
Georgetown
too. Wow. It's amazing. You like fishing from Georgetown, isn't it? Yeah. Beautiful. This is one of the most important decisions in your life. Yeah. It's not even to get married or buy a car or to go to America. This is the most important decision you're making in your life. All right? So I want to pray with you. Close your eyes with me and say this prayer after me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me and he rose on the third day. I open my heart to Jesus. I receive him to be my Lord and Savior. I believe by this simple prayer, my life has changed. I am born again, and my name is in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.